Engineering consultant Steve Noble emphasized this was the beginning of the project.
And it's a good time to give us all of your input and your feedback, and then we'll do our best to incorporate those into the project as to the extent that the project budget will allow, and to the extent we have the right-of-way and those type of things to enable it to be included in the project.
Noble is project manager for Dowell HKM of Anchorage. The State Department of Transportation hired the firm to help plan and permit the project. Noble said the reconstruction of Main Street was the highest priority because it gets the most traffic and needs the most work. But the plan will also include rebuilds for Harbor Way and the first couple blocks of Dolphin, Excel, Fram, and Joa Streets. Second Street would also be redone from Haugen to Dolphin. It does not include First Street repairs, a project that the city will be taking on in the future, according to Noble. Noble describes some of the more obvious problems and issues the current project will address.
In the downtown area, there a lot of the sidewalks are crumbling and uneven. I've heard, listened today to some folks talking about heaving, and the artwork that's included in the sidewalks that desires to maintain that or incorporate those features into the new sidewalks. But generally, those facilities that are out there don't meet the Americans with Disabilities Act criteria, and that's going to be one of the things that when we reconstruct those facilities, they will meet ADA criteria, so that accessible routes will be on both sides of the road.
They'll also be rebuilding storm drains.
There's some areas that are worse than others, but in general, we're going to be reconstructing most of the drainage facilities, potentially installing curb and gutter, and a new piped underground storm drain system on Second Avenue, depending on what the project budget and the issues that we hear back from you.
There is no cost estimate for the project yet, but so far the city has secured about $3.5 million in federal money and set aside another $340,000 as a local 10% match. City officials are continuing to look for more funding. Since the project is federally funded, it's subject to the National Environmental Policy Act, and that means a study of the environmental conditions and potential impacts at the site. But Noble expected the Federal Highway Administration would only require the lowest level of review since the project involves repairs to existing infrastructure.
FHWA has established certain types of projects that if you can look at them and see if it's not going to have significant impacts, then it typically goes through this process. Doesn't mean you might not uncover significant impacts and then you have to elevate the environmental document, but hopefully that doesn't happen.
One concern Noble brought up for the audience was the impact of Main Street construction activities on events like the Little Norway Festival.
We want to make sure we incorporate those activities that are going on in the downtown area into the construction phasing plans, and so the contractor's aware of when there might be potential conflicts with his activities, and we can build those kind of things into the construction documents if we know about them in advance. So appreciate hearing that kind of information.
There will also be a temporary impact on downtown businesses, seafood processors in particular. All three of the town's largest plants are accessed off Main Street or Harbor Way. Icicle Seafood's plant manager Patrick Wilson pointed out the three plants probably moved 500 to 600 cargo containers on the roads each summer. Noble said that would also have to be part of the plan.
We'll need to build into the construction specifications requirements for providing access for those facilities, and so we'll need to have some one-on-one discussions with the owners of those facilities so that we can discuss what are those criteria that we need to put on the contractor so that you don't have unacceptable disruptions to your operations.
As far as permanent changes, Noble told the audience that the streets generally met federal size requirements and did not have to be made any wider in the rebuild.
As far as the widths that are out there, particularly on Nordic, if you're talking about Nordic Drive, there are no federal criteria that I'm aware of that would require them to be wider than they are, or that would require us to get rid of on-street parking lanes, or would require us to increase the travel lanes beyond what they are today.
Though Noble said planners could look at that issue as well if it was a concern for local residents, several residents, like Bev Richardson, asked about the possibility of changing the driveway transitions that go across the sidewalks.
It bothers me a lot when I'm walking on the sidewalk it would be more like driveways and so forth come across, where the scoop down and scoop back up is irregular because it's slanted.
Yes.
Is there a way to disallow that? I mean, you're always walking sideways. It's very awkward.
It's
very dangerous. When it's slick, you can't walk down and you got to go around them.
Noble said most of the driveways do not meet Americans with Disabilities Act criteria now, so they'll be reconstructing them.
And so what we'll be doing is we'll be reconstructing those driveways to meet criteria, which means we'll be lengthening out those transitions down to the driveways, and we'll be reducing the cross slope on the driveways themselves because they can't be as steep as most of them, many of them are, I should say.
Noble said they would consider different ideas for making the driveway crossings flatter for pedestrians. They'll also incorporate artwork into the project, though it might be somewhat different than the metal inlays of sea life and other images that now adorn the sidewalks downtown.
I think it's a priority of the city that those issues be, hardscape landscaping be reincorporated into the project in some fashion. We are aware of the slippery issues on the flat brass or copper inlays that are in the sidewalk, and we are going to look for ways to incorporate that same effect, and I think we're going to try to have some discussions with the Arts Council on maybe either rehabilitating those and using them in some fashion, maybe on a vertical element instead of on a flat element, horizontal element, or looking for some other way to incorporate similar themes into different aspects of the project.
Another idea from the audience was space for a bike lane or extra-wide sidewalk on 2nd Street. Noble encouraged the public to contact the planning team with any comments and concerns. He said they would be accepting comments throughout the project, but earlier is better. Comments submitted before October 30th will be published as part of the team's scoping process report. The state plans to have another public meeting next spring and finish a final design by the winter of 2011 with construction to follow that spring. For more information and contact details are available on the City of Petersburg's website. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.